it's fair to say it wouldn't be Christmas time on the Midweek Drive if we didn't actually invite one of our legendary contributors to actually say a quick hello and greetings in all sorts of ways, based in Selsey, responsible for mapping the moon, amongst other things, presenter of the Guinness World Record-holding longest television show ever, The Sky at Night, Sir Patrick Moore. Are you there,
hello,
Sir Patrick?
Good evening.
Delighted to touch base with you. How's life in Selsey these days?
Well, Selsey
doesn't
change very much, I'm glad to say. Excellent. Please.
Now, we've just in the studio been talking about the political scene, and I know that you've often been very sceptical about politicians and their attempts to get into space, etc.
We've got plenty of better things to do.
I think so. And we've seen this year the first revisitation to Mars, with, of course, the Mars Curiosity ship going there. Do you think that we will be actually landing on Mars in the foreseeable future?
We'll get there, but we've got to conquer one thing first, the radiation problem. You've got to conquer that, and so far we haven't.
Well, indeed so.
And once we've done that, we'll get there.
Sir Patrick, what have your highlights been of the century so far? Not just 2011, but how has it been for yourself in the 21st century?
Well, the main thing, of course, is that we have actually got sent men into space and got to the moon.
Yep.
More important than that, we've sent our unmanned probes out to very far reaches. They found more now about the universe than we did. It's been our main triumph, I think.
And I think, obviously, the ongoing success of The Sky at Night is proof, too, that we have a fascination with astronomy. Sheila, any questions you'd like to put to Sir Patrick?
Yes. What do we do now? You say we've got the radiation problem, that therefore you say that we've got the radiation problem, so we can't send man out to space. So what should we be doing?
Conquer that first.
So what should we be doing?
I'm sure we'll do it, but I'm not quite sure when.
Interesting.
I won't see it. You may. Your children probably will.
Sir Patrick, you're part of the show. It's essential you're there from that point of view. Joy, questions from yourself for Sir Patrick.
Well, my son, he's 16, and he thinks that we will be able to, within his lifetime, colonise other planets, and that's the way he sees forward of conquering our problems here on Earth. Do you think that's a possibility, Patrick?
Sorry,
will we be able to colonise other planets?
It all depends. The moon, well, we've got those holes there, but again, it does depend so much upon radiation. We conquer that problem, because if that bed is on the moon, put it there anyway, and certainly on Mars. I wouldn't go further than that for the moment.
He's 16. Do you think it's likely within his lifetime?
Sorry?
My son's 16. Is it likely within his lifetime?
Well, I don't know when it'll be. That's the whole point. I can't tell you.
Interesting.
I wish I knew.
Okay, well, let's move on, because, Sir Patrick, what are your Christmas messages or Christmas thoughts for our listener online in Lincoln and beyond? What would you like to wish people?
My best wishes to you all. Let's all work together and work together for peace and try and make it a better world. And all help each other. So, my best wishes for you all. A very happy Christmas and New Year.
Sir Patrick, it's been wonderful as ever. We hopefully will be linking up with you again in 2012, if that's okay.
Yes, okay.
Sir Patrick Moore, once again, a round of applause, please. I think it's absolutely richly deserved.